Hello?
Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. How are you, Cody?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yes, ma'am. I was planning on canceling you guys.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 4th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $149 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time because come May 4th, that would have reoccurred to $298, and it continues to do so until this settles. So
yeah,
question,
cool.
Though, how come you're wanting to cancel?
This is pretty terrible.
I'm sorry. The phone. So I do want to let you know that in the terms and conditions, it also says that first page placement takes 45 to 60 days. So it's always the third month that you see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. So the good news is you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and do some solid things for your business. So
the website y'all designed is terrible.
Okay. Well, any revisions that you make to the site, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So once the payment's up to speed, I can send some messages over to that department, and we can fix whatever it is you don't like about the site.
Yeah,
what is it?
Why do I have to fix it? Y'all are the ones that should be fixing it. Why do I have to?
Because I'm looking at it, and to me,
if I can tell y'all what to do, then I might as well just do it myself. That doesn't make any sense.
But here's the thing. What if we went on there and made revisions to parts that you liked and then, you know, the site gets worse in your eyes? You see what I mean? We don't know what it is that you don't like about it. So you could tell us specifically, like, hey, I don't like the background photo, or I don't like the description, or I don't like the services that you have listed, and then we can revise it based on that, right? You don't have to go in and do the work, but you can just tell us what it is that you don't like, and then we can, you know, revise it for you. You see? So, yeah. And you know, that's what I would suggest. I mean, since you've been with us, just so that you know, your company has been found on the first page of Google. Let me actually filter this out so it doesn't... So you've been found on the first page of Google already 563 times, and you've had 113 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've already gotten some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. In addition to that, on the dashboard through the call tracking number that we have, let me see here. There's 21 leads on the dashboard that are coming in through that call tracking number that we provided for you. So I think that you've already gotten some solid work out of this. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yes, most of the time, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm seeing you're going to start hearing, you know, I found you on Google, I looked you up on the internet, I saw you online. All of that is as a result of this program. So what I would suggest, Cody, and you don't have to do it today, of course, but since that 149 is past due, get it up to speed whenever you can, and then I can give you another month on the back end. That way you have time to evaluate it this month, because this is the month that it's really going to, you know, pay off for you. So, you know, and what I mean by another month is, let's say that things are tight and you can't pay this till April 30th, right? I wouldn't want you to have a payment on April 30th and then another one on May 4th, because your billing cycle's on the 4th, right? So what I could do at that time is push that next billing out to May 30th. That way you'll get a full month of service. and you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So if, you know, using that example, you know, come May 30th, you're still not happy, no problem. You can call in and cancel it, and you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way you get some more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. So, okay.
So I can pay it today.
Perfect. Okay, so let me just go into the billing. And is it still, for the new card, the same billing address on Nail Road?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
5293.
Okay.
9300.
Okay.
3070.
Got it.
5332.
And then expiration?
158.
Oh, is that the code on the back, 158?
Oh, expiration, my bad. Yeah, that's the code on the back. The expiration is
328. Okay. So what I'm going to do here is I'll get your authorization, and then I'll change your billing to the 8th, since today's the 8th. That way you get another full month of service. And have you logged on to the dashboard at all?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll send you the login again just so that you have it, Cody, because that's where you can go on and you can actually see the results that you're getting, and you can listen to the calls that came in through the dashboard, and you can see which keywords people are typing in to find you. You know what I mean? So that way you'll have, you know, a better hand on what's going on. And then do you know off the top of your head what it is you want us to fix on the site, or do you want to, like, look at it first? Because you could also just send us a text or send us an email and say, hey, could you please change this or that, and they'll do it for you.
Yeah, can you just have them call me? Because, I mean, there's a lot of, like, the fake photos, I only use all real photos and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm so glad. You know, I always tell people that if you have actual content, you're going to get much better results than if we just use the stock photos. So our hope when we launch a site is that people will actually give us some actual content. So that's phenomenal. So I'll send a message to that web development department to call you, and then they'll get your actual content up on there, okay?
There's another thing. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah. So, like, they changed my, I took off call tracking number, but I wonder where it says my website. It still has, I'd send you a screenshot probably if you don't find out.
Okay.
But it still has the call tracking number in the link to my website. It's not in the link, but it's below the link. Where can I send it over, the screenshot?
Here, I'll send you, send it to support@localsplash.com. That's an email. And that way, that web development department will get that screenshot, and they'll call you. So they'll have that prior to calling you.
Support@localsplash.com?
Yep, support@localsplash.com. That's exactly right.
Can I just reply to one of y'all's old messages?
Yeah, same thing. If you reply, that will go to the support as well, and then they'll funnel it to the correct department.
Yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just sent that department, the customer support, a message, and when I send a message to call, they say, you know, oh, tell them that you'll get a call within one business day, but we're in California, so it's only 7:40 in the morning here, so I'm pretty sure that they'll call you today, but if not, no later than tomorrow, okay? All right, and have a great rest of your week, too.
All right, you too.
All right, thank you so much, Cody. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.